Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 19th, 2020. Today is Thursday in the third week of Lent. This is a reading from the 42nd Psalm. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, athirst for the living God. When shall I come to appear before the presence of God? My tears have been my food day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where now is your God?" I pour out my soul when I think on these things, how I went with the multitude and led them into the house of God, with the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who keep holy day. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul, and why are you disquieted within me? Put your trust in God, for I will yet give thanks to Him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Today I spent some time in the chapel at Trinity Church, mostly sitting in the space and praying for the people of this parish and for the people of this community. It's because I had quite enough of social media. I have seen enough of the headlines, I've read enough information, and I've had a gullet full of everybody's opinion about things. And so it felt like a good way to spend 30 minutes to just sit in a holy space and think about God and pray and think about the people of Trinity Church and miss them. We are in the middle of putting together a phone tree so that vestry members can check on parishioners. That's almost done. The office staff did bare minimum stuff to sort of keep things going for a week, and they've all gone home. And as I was thinking about what I might say in this audio diary, I was sitting in the front office and could just hear all of the clocks ticking. And it dawned on me that I don't often hear the clocks ticking in our office. Usually there's phones ringing and people stopping by and a general hubbub. And all of that is silenced right now. And so this passage from the Psalms appointed for today seemed particularly appropriate. What does it mean to thirst for God, in the same way we all right now are probably thirsting for answers and thirsting for certainty and thirsting for things to be well and thirsting for this all to be over? What does it mean to long for God with intensity? And as I've watched all of my clergy friends try to figure out how to minister in these times of self-distancing and people self-quarantining and self-isolating, how do we maintain a connection? And I think this is also an opportunity for those of us who are people of faith to think about how it is that we are connected when we can't be together. We are indeed connected through the waters of baptism. We are connected through the bonds of affection. We are connected through the Spirit of God. We are connected through our common history and purpose. And so we continue to wait. We continue to move as best we can through this new reality. And I still think that part of the call of Christian people during this time is to be people of prayer, not in some vain hope that prayer will make all of the bad go away, but that through the power of prayer we will be strengthened to live through whatever it is that comes our way over the next few weeks. It's okay right now to feel the heaviness of the moment. It's okay to feel disquieted. It's okay to cry. But we are not left comfortless. We put our trust in God. We will yet give thanks to Him. And I don't know about you, but I am thirsty for God's presence in the midst of all of this upset. Thirsty like a deer longs for the water brooks. Be well today. Say your prayers. Make sure you call people that you know and love and tell them that you love them. And remember that God will never leave you or forsake you. Pour out your soul. And remember that God is there to hear your prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.